We turn now to two members of Congress, two members whose committee assignments are very much related to the attacks and whatever response the U.S. makes to them. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee and is also a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Republican Representative Doug Bierider of Nebraska is vice chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and also sits on the House International Relations Committee. First, Senator Levin, news reports speak of a case developing against Osama bin Laden. Does that square with what you've heard?
It does, and I think it's likely that he's involved, but while there are signs that the investigation is making progress, we really don't need the current investigation to be concluded to know that bin Laden's behind acts of terrorism against the United States. There are outstanding indictments against him that relate to embassy bombings against our embassies in Africa in 1998. And if the president decided, and I emphasize that because the president is our president, one voice, our commander-in-chief, and there is war, if the president decided that we should move against bin Laden based on the outstanding indictments against him based on the terrorist acts against us, I think he'd find broad support in Congress and in the country, and I would support it.
Congressman Bierider, if in fact this is linked to Osama bin Laden, somebody the U.S., as Senator Levin was just saying, has indicted already for other offenses, if it involved, as we've heard, perhaps as many as two dozen people, among them several people trained as pilots on the kinds of planes they hijack, and several successful hijackings, does all of that amount to an intelligence failure by the United States?
Well, we've had many successes, and we've thwarted a variety of terrorist threats against the homeland United States, but certainly this is a failure. This is a particular battle we lost, and we've not seen anything that is this coordinated or so comprehensive in its approach. And I would say that it's important to recognize that the Taliban have provided a safe haven for not only Osama bin Laden, but also now a network of terrorist organizations. And it's important, therefore, that we have an effective action from the international community against the Taliban's providing the safe haven to Osama bin Laden.
What would effective action be? I want to hear from both of you. After the bombings of the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, there were strikes against Afghanistan, also Sudan, evidently ineffective, given what's happened this week, if that was the work of bin Laden's people. The Soviet Union waged a war in Afghanistan for several years, and virtually broke up the Soviet Union. How would you retaliate effectively? Senator Levin.
We would first of all want to see if we can't get the support of the civilized world with us, and hopefully we'd have some non-traditional countries being with us, including Russia. This is an opportunity, I think, for them to join with us in acting against a common evil. But the specifics of a military action are those which would depend upon his resources, bin Laden's. It would depend upon Taliban's resources, their support in the country, and of course, first and foremost, we would have to weigh the capabilities that we and other countries would have. But it's a complicated action, obviously, for the reasons you give. But should the president determine that we can decisively act and successfully act, and that takes time and planning to accomplish our goal, it seems to me he would have great support. But it is a complicated matter.
But you mentioned the word war before. Just before turning to Congressman Bierider, I mean, in the past, the U.S. attitude was, let's do it with cruise missiles. Let's do this without risking the loss of U.S. personnel. Have we crossed that line now? Do you now see a different calculus here? Yes, Congressman Bierider.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have crossed that line for sure. Afghanistan is a landlocked country, and therefore it's more difficult to wage the kind of war that's essential and effective. I would mention two specific areas of support we would hope to have and some signs we might have from the international community. First of all, Pakistan is the one of only three countries to recognize the Taliban. They probably have more influence on the Taliban than anyone else. And in fact, General Musharraf made very positive comments today and would seem to suggest that perhaps there's an opportunity for them to give us the full cooperation we need. Also, it hasn't received much attention yet, but the North Atlantic Council acted today to invoke Article 5, which means the 19 countries of NATO, the 18 others and 17 European countries among them, have said that if this attack has come from abroad, then it will be regarded as attacked upon all of them. And Article 5 will mean that these countries, in a concerted fashion, will take the U.S. side and wage war against terrorism.
Gentlemen, thanks to both of you. That was Congressman Doug Bierider, Republican of Nebraska. We also spoke with Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan.